Bora.
The KFBK Morning News.
Punch up KFBK for the latest as you head in.
Then stream us live on your desktop to stay updated all day. Now, the KFBK Morning News continues with Amy Lewis and Ed Crane on News Talk 1530 and KFBK.com.
818 on this Valentine's Day morning. Nice to have you along. This weekend, Sacramento is host to a one-of-its-kind conference on domestic violence. Leading experts and researchers from around the globe will come together to collectively share the latest research on the problem and to dispel the myths and inaccuracies that currently fuel existing public policy on domestic violence.
The featured speaker, Erin Pizzi, founded the Shelter Movement in 1971 when she opened the first refuge specifically for victims of domestic violence, and she joins us live in studio. Erin, thanks for joining us on KFBK.
Good morning.
Now, how did you and this conference end up here in Sacramento?
I think it was one of those miraculous things that was meant to be. It's something like 35 years too late, because when I opened the first refuge in Chiswick in London in 1971, I said from the very beginning that of the 100 women that came in, 62 were as violent as the men they left. Therefore, it wasn't a gender issue. It was what I knew very deeply and personally, because I come from a family where both my parents were violent, my mother and my father. And so when I opened the refuge, I was completely even-handed, and I knew that it's what you learn in early childhood. It's a learned pattern of behavior, because this is what you're born into. Your mother holds you, and that's the genetic pattern. And thereafter, what you learn is experience, and that's what shapes your personality. But unfortunately, at that point in time, both in America and in England, the feminist movement were looking for funding and a just cause. And they just pitched this battle against all men, all fathers, and particularly the family. And it broke my heart. So I am just thrilled to be here. And it's so important, this conference, for everyone.
Erin, it seems like you have two major battles to wage. One, stopping men, or in some cases women, from battering their spouse or significant other. And the other is getting victims of domestic abuse to report it quickly.
Well, yes. I mean, women know that they can come forward. There are shelters all over the world. I came here in 1974 and started opening shelters. But even then, I could see what was happening, that the women were allowed to call themselves victims, whether they were violent or not, because of the feminist ideology. But what was happening to men is that they were pushed into this corner, which is no woman is ever violent. All women are innocent victims of men's violence. If any man dared say anything, he lost so much. And also, I mean, he was ridiculed and laughed at. So it's one of these strange dichotomies. As a woman, you can claim your victimhood and find sympathy and pity, which often isn't what you need. You need help and treatment. But as a man, you're seen as a perpetrator. And if you dare say anything else, then other men will make it hard for you, let alone other women.
So what advice do you have for men who may be in an abusive situation? They may not know that they can go to these shelters as well.
They cannot go to any shelter anywhere in the world. Men are barred. Men can't work on boards. Men can't work with the children. And men can't get help from any shelters because they're perpetrators. But now, as the research is catching up with what I've always said, and we have good men's groups like you have here in Sacramento, the answer for men is to go and find your local men's groups. You find them in the Yellow Pages. Join them and don't just work for yourself. Work for men, women, and children, because at the end of the day, the real tragedy is that children are born into a war that they don't even choose. They have no right to a childhood, and too many of them will go on to perpetrate.
It can be a vicious cycle. We hear stories every so often it's a domestic violence situation. The police are called. The police try and haul the man off, and the woman starts hitting the police officer.
Absolutely. Because basically, most domestic violence, and this is where I got into such trouble, like attracts like. And what you find is both the couple are involved in the violence. My mother never left my father. He was a diplomat. They warred all over the world. And she never left him. And that left a terrible legacy for the three of us. You have to say to parents, don't let your children be destroyed by your relationship. You had a choice of who you chose. Your children don't have any.
All right, Erin, well, thank you so much. I'm sorry we're out of time. That is founder of the Shelter Movement, Erin Pizzi, and the conference is tomorrow at the Claritin Hotel Mansion Inn in downtown. We will be putting this up on our website as well, and that's KFBK.com.
Thank you so much
for joining us. It is 8:22 on KFBK.
News Talk 1530 KFBK and KFBK.com.